Gavin, you're going off to the Antarctic in a few weeks. What's this all about?
I am going to the Antarctic. We were challenged by a gentleman by the name of Robert Swan, who was the first man in history to walk to both poles, North Pole and South Pole, unassisted. And he challenged our organization to assist him in a post-closure report for some cleanup work that was done in Antarctica. Mr. Swan raised in excess of $10 million and removed about 1,500 tons of waste from Antarctica, and requires a closure report to present to the world leaders at the Earth Summit in 2012. Some of the ESA members, six of us in all, have responded, and we're going to go down and assist with the report.
Well, how far away do you have to go? What do you have to do to prepare?
We fly from, at least from the Edmonton contingent, we fly to Toronto, and then we fly to Buenos Aires, and we spend a night in Buenos Aires, and then we fly to Ushuaia in southern Argentina, the southernmost city in the world. And we get together with everybody else that is going to be on the expedition. To date, I believe there are 52 of us that are going from eight different countries. We climb a glacier behind Ushuaia, and then we're on the ship for 12 days.
And what kinds of things do you have to take with you? I understand it must be very expensive to go.
We were given a shopping list, actually, to take out. Some of the outdoor stores have loved seeing me in the last little while. Basically lightweight, high-tech wicking clothing. I don't think cold is going to be as much of an issue as people would think, because it's going to be the end of the southern summer, just the beginning of fall. So basically to keep dry and keep out of the wind. So I don't believe we're going to need the big down parkas. I could be wrong. But the expedition itself, from just the ship portion of it, is $18,000 US dollars. And that's a special that ESA got. We got $2,000 knocked off. And then we have to pay for our airfare down to Ushuaia and our hotel accommodations in Buenos Aires. So all up, we're probably looking at about $25,000 per person.
Do you have some help with covering the costs?
I do indeed, and everybody else that's going as well has got sponsorship. My company, Custom Environmental Services, has generously donated a fair bit of money for me to go, as well as an associate and affiliate in Calgary, Western Site Technologies, has given me some money to help me along the way.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about the purpose of this trip to the Antarctic. You said that you're going to help in the development of a report on a closure. What was happening down there?
Over the course of the years, and in the way environmental things were looked at, I guess, in the past, material was just left. It wasn't transported off the continent. It was basically dumped. And over the years, where snow has receded and ice has receded, these dumps are becoming quite apparent. So in the cleanup, world leaders actually challenged Mr. Swan to do something about it. I believe it was to think globally and act locally. He decided that his locale would be Antarctica. So again, he raised in excess of $10 million, and over the years would go down and whittle away at this pile of waste, which has been returned to pristine. He requires a report that he can take to the world leaders, and hopefully that will assist in releasing some funding for additional cleanups in Antarctica.
He has a group called 2041. Tell me about that.
2041 is an organization that Mr. Swan founded, and it is dedicated and committed to maintaining Antarctica, to maintain the treaty on Antarctica right now, which prohibits drilling, mineral exploration, military use. It has to be completely for peaceful purposes. That treaty is up in 2041, or is up for reassessment, and the mission of 2041 is to make sure that none of that ever happens, that there will never be drilling, that there will never be mineral exploration done on the continent.
Do you think you'll be around in 2041?
I hope to be. I doubt it. But the mission is, for me in particular, as president of the Artworks Foundation of Alberta, which one of my colleagues will address it later, is to bring the education side back to my children's generation, to say, you guys are the ones that are going to be making the change, not us. We're kind of status quo. As you know, there are leaps and bounds have been made, but there's still miles and miles to go yet. So I believe it'll be our kids that make those changes. And we're going to hopefully be able to come back, all of us, and be able to tell them, you know, there's things we can do, things we should be doing, and things that they're going to have to do.
Now, are you going to be speaking with school children before and after you go?
I am. I'm booked in right now at least two schools. I'm going to see one probably the week before I go. The intention being, I want to hear from them firsthand what they want to learn, what they would like to see accomplished on this expedition. So I'll be able to bring back not only photographs that will be geared towards what they ask, but ask the experts on the ship as well.
So are you excited or scared?
I'm a little bit of both. I'm excited in that very few people ever get this opportunity. I'm scared to death in that I have a horrible fear of ships, so I'm going to go spend 12 days on one. I'm either going to get over it really quick or it's going to be a long 12 days.
When you're actually doing the work part of your trip, what are exactly the things that you're going to be doing?
I anticipate right now we're going to be looking at the site that was cleaned up, to go through it to make sure, from a professional opinion, that yes, it is clean, yes, it is pristine. I don't know if we're going to be doing any drilling or any phase two. It's going to be superficial, I believe, to just say then, yes, it's clean. The other aspect is that there's a petroleum storage tank farm that is going to be decommissioned. So we're hoping to be able to lay some of the groundwork to say what's in the tanks. Are they full of water? Are they full of product? And maybe come up with a little bit of a mission to say, here's how we can go about it.
So you could actually go back?
Hopefully. From what I've heard, it gets in your blood that once you're there, you want to go back a lot. But my wife gets the next shot, not me.
Thank you very much. And I hope you have a great time when you go to Antarctica.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, I'm Joe Baraclough. I'm the Director for Industry and Government Relations with the Environmental Services Association of Alberta. And I am a director of ESA's charity wing, the Environmental Artworks Foundation of Alberta.
Joe, what is the Environmental Artworks Foundation of Alberta?
Artworks is a charity which ESA formed about 5 years ago in an effort to give back to the community. The purpose of Artworks was to increase environmental awareness in schools and at the same time raise money so that eventually Artworks can offer scholarships for students wanting to go into environmental science studies, etc. And at this stage, we're still in the learning curve of doing this sort of foundation work. So we've been focusing on elementary, junior high, and high school competitions. We offer different themes and competitions, and students can do art posters, original artwork posters, videos, and photographic work. These are judged, and the winners receive RESP contributions, and there's also matching contributions that go to the schools that participate and where the winners come from for such things as hot lunch programs or science curriculum programs, etc.
What have been some of your environmental themes for the competitions?
We've had several. There's recycling. We've had one on recycling. What does the environment mean to you? One Simple Act. A couple of years ago, we worked with Alberta Environment and connected the One Simple Act theme with one of our competitions.
Now, one of your colleagues, Gavin Scott, is heading off on an expedition to the Antarctic. How is that going to tie into Artworks?
The challenge that Gavin was talking about with 2041 has offered Artworks a tremendous opportunity for outreach to schools, so that although it's too late in the year to tie the 2041 initiative into this year's competition, we can still begin an outreach program so that Artworks people like myself and Gavin and others can go out to schools and talk about what 2041 is all about and the mission and what we hope to achieve. So again, to increase environmental awareness among students of the challenges in the Antarctic and Arctic.
So possibly next year you'll have a whole bunch of stuff that's rolling out into the schools with regard to the Antarctic.
That's right. That's right. We can put something together for next year to meet that theme, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.